buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on this terrific Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026 edition. I got a story pulled up here, MERS News Service, about a social worker suing the Department of Health and Human Services, the largest bureaucratic agency in our state government. Budget-wise, more money is spent in this department. A child care social worker filed a lawsuit alleging that the Department of Health and Human Services has improperly blacklisted her after accusing her of instigating child abuse by raising her voice to two teens. Donika Benson of Saginaw holds a master's degree in social work. She wants a court to declare the statutes that allow the Department of Health and Human Services to bar individuals from child care employment, as it is unconstitutionally vague and prohibits the Department of Health and Human Services from maintaining a blacklist, stating that in her lawsuit, she's now basically unemployable in any child care operation. Her Grand Rapids attorney, Stefan Van Stemvoort, said Ms. Benson is not, and has never been listed in the central registry, referencing the state's repository of individuals identified as child abuse perpetrators. Nevertheless, the defendants declared Ms. Benson ineligible to work in child care and banned her from working in any child care role. The defendants' extra statutory blacklist cannot constitutionally be applied to Ms. Benson, said her attorney. The lawsuit, filed in the U.S. District Court, named the Department of Health and Human Services, as well as the director personally, Elizabeth Hertel, and also Ashley Brotherson, director of the Child Welfare Licensing Division, as defendants personally. Well, MERS News Service reached out to the Department of Health and Human Services for a comment, and the message was not returned. Here's the bottom line. CPS, Child Protected Services, accused Benson, the state employee, who also worked as the program director at Wolverine Human Services, of child abuse, after she raised her voice and used, quote, strong language back in August of 2025 to two 17-year-old boys who left the house without permission. They then, while out on their little jaunt, broke into a school and committed vandalism, according to the complaint. Multiple staff members reported that they had not heard Benson use any abusive or demeaning language, even though one of the youth started throwing tables and chairs and had even threatened to kill Benson. Child Protective Services accused Benson of instigating an unnecessary physical management of one of the youths, despite her not touching the youth, according to the complaint. Well, a month later, September 2025, Department of Health and Human Services notified Benson that she was found to be a perpetrator of child abuse and or child neglect for threatening harm of placing a child at unreasonable risk and threatened harm or mental injury. However, her name was not immediately placed in the central registry. The state had placed people accused of child abuse on a central registry, which was basically a list that Child Protective Services cases in which the Department of Health and Human Services had substantiated an allegation of either child abuse or child neglect. Well, what does the law say? State legislature revised statutes MCL 722.622D 3 years prior to the event back in 2022. The legislature effectively narrowed the scope to include only confirmed cases which someone committed serious abuse or neglect, sexual abuse, or sexual exploitation of a child, or allowed a child to be exposed to or have conflict with any methamphetamine production, end quote, says the statute. Those 2022 amendments also established a procedure for individuals on the registry to receive notice that their name had been added and allow them the opportunity to request the record be amended. Well, Benson's attorney alleges in the complaint that after the legislative action, Department of Health and Human Services created a blacklist identifying individuals who cannot work for child care organizations. Wolverine, a Taylor-based organization focused on adolescents who had suffered from abuse and neglect and those involved in delinquent activities. Benson sought a hearing to review the Department of Health and Human Services decision, but no hearing date had ever been scheduled. DHHS told Wolverine in September that Benson had to be placed on leave or fired, or the organization could submit a form detailing why she should stay. Wolverine sought to keep the employee. They did file a form describing her as a valuable clinician with deep experience. But Wolverine's effort went in vain, as then the DHHS determined in October that Benson's confirmed case history had been determined to be a barrier to employment and therefore she had to be fired. Wolverine requested that that decision be reconsidered, but was denied less than an hour after making the request. This, of course, is according to the complaint of the lawsuit that was just filed. So, a disgruntled fired employee suing the state of Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services. Unbelievable. Now, one of the things that caught my eye was this story about tourism and gas prices being on the mind of Michiganders. Returning from the Mackinac Policy Conference last week along Lake Huron or Lake Michigan shorelines, takes you through areas that rely on tourism for a very large part of their economy. But reports and stories indicate travel is down due to the higher gas prices. MERS News Service talked with a variety of individuals around Oscoda in Iosco County and other locations. While none of them aligned with anybody talking at the conference, the people in the Office Bar and Grill, the Edelweiss Tavern, and downtown brought up local government issues. But again, the main focus was the increased price of gasoline and how it could impact the tourist economy, which is the lifeblood of the area. AAA spokesperson Adrian Woodland said people still want to take a summer trip. However, what's changing is how they make it work. We're seeing more flexibility, more planning, and a stronger focus on getting a better value for their dollar. A consumer pulse survey from AAA, 400 people in Michigan, found that 59% still plan to take a vacation. 44% said they plan to take the same number of vacations this year as they did last year. Woodland didn't have any concrete numbers yet for this past Memorial Day weekend. She said higher gas prices and personal finances were the main concerns, but put forward that 23% of the people asked did say that they expect to take a shorter vacation this year. Memorial Day weekend is the kickoff to the summer. Was forecast by AAA that we saw a 2,000-person increase over 2025 for people traveling 50 miles or more away from home. Most people surveyed, 71%, had finalized their vacation plans before June 1st, which saw, again, 59% planning a road trip. 41% said they planned on making it a beach destination. All of the people polled said that they do plan to do it by air and by vehicle, including 80% saying their destination will still be in the United States. They're not traveling outside the country. So, very interesting short little story there. Tourism and the price of gas. Final segment of hour number two. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I got a text message this morning saying that Freddy's over in Atlanta for the last couple of weeks has reduced their price down to $3.99 a gallon. So if you're in the Atlanta area, east of Gaylord, heading over toward Hawks or any of those other areas, Roger City, you might want to check out Freddy's in Atlanta. $3.99 a gallon. Petroleum analyst and PDI Technologies Vice President of Media Relations and Communications, Patrick DeHaan, said that with the Strait of Hormuz affecting the global oil market, there's a huge uncertainty about what summer gas prices are going to look like. DeHaan said if the strait was to reopen tomorrow, it would take about 24 to 48 hours before people would start seeing the price of gasoline drop. But typically could take up to a year for prices to return to what they were before the conflict with Iran started. DeHaan said because of the tightening of the oil supply chain, that any impact that happens to production on the domestic gasoline supply chain is going to be felt by consumers, especially heading into the hurricane season. Mother Nature is just as unpredictable as the situation is right now between the United States and Iran. However, he did say that the winter-summer blends of gasoline have already been successfully switched over. And tourism that happens during the long weekend holidays were essentially a blip in the overall impact. But the demand for gas during summer months usually peaks in June and July, which is where the AAA survey marks as the highest level of travel. Kahan did say Mother Nature, though, could derail all of that. If there's a major hurricane, obviously this year is going to be a lot different because of the uncertainty over the ongoing situation between the U.S. and Iran, but there's really no telling how bad it could get. Don said that right now the national average for gas in the United States is about $1.15 higher than it was last year. Overall, nationwide, Americans are spending $441 million more on gas. Over Memorial Day, the national average price of gasoline was $1.48 higher than it was last year, 2025. The gasoline app Gas Buddy had a summer forecast citing the high cost of gasoline impacting tourism. 56% of Americans wanting to drive more than 2 hours. Well, the number is down from the previous 69% last year. Gas Buddy survey was conducted back in May. AAA survey was conducted in April. 67% of the respondents saying that gas prices will directly impact their driving plans. Only 36% saying it's going to cause them to take fewer road trips. Diesel prices remained high and is starting to have an impact on the economy, according to University of Michigan Flint economics professor Chris Douglas. The reason is diesel stays up longer. The impact ends up being passed on to the price of goods that trucks bring to stores. The price of goods also impact people taking vacations in the state. Douglas said there was one thing that families could cut back on to save money while tightening their belt was perhaps take a summer road trip to Mackinac Island, Oscoda, or Traverse City, which all have large tourist economies. Even though the ferry ticket prices have gone up, it could be that consumers have been stretched by that point. Says that maybe this summer they could stay more locally, closer to home. Douglas finished his statement, said while people are facing these prices as an increase, are thinking that it could lead to a recession. However, the United States is not in a recession, and those indicators have not yet been met. However, he did say that just because we're not meeting the definition right now doesn't mean people aren't feeling the pinch of inflation. Last readings showed that it is now increased by 3.8%. People see unemployment differently, saying that there are still 90% of those that they surveyed still have jobs. So, well, that's it for this hour. We're going to take a top of the hour news break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.